What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, Friday we had a USDA report, and there was some fear of much increased acres and general rhetoric. When we have these reports, something bad could happen. But we traded off on the initial report, but then we had a very positive reaction. Beans went from down 12 to up 30. Corn went from down 12 to up 16. Not bad for a harvest weekend. On a USDA report. So impressive rally on Friday.
If we're going to need more acres as we go into 2022, where are those acres going to come from, Tommy?
Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa are planting full bore. They just don't set aside acres and hope for better prices. So they max out acres almost every year. The acres would have to come from the fringe states. And what we're seeing, Don, in the 2022 crop is just an absolute bid for acres in corn and beans, where we have so many choices up here in what we can plant with edibles and everything else, barley. These specialty crops are really going to go at it with corn and soybeans, especially when you look at input cost for 2022. We have opportunity in 2022. Folks need to react on it.
So what's not hot in this market?
And overall, Don, a lack of bushels. So we're in North Dakota, and we have a producer who's coming to the reality that they harvested the wheat crop within a few weeks. Beans will go relatively quickly. Corn will be shortly after that. And then we're going to pack away the crop and just wish we had more, because we're going to see nice cash levels and a decent futures market. Just an overall lack of bushels. I'm in the bushel business, and the North Dakota farmer wishes they had more.
Of course, we see those harvest lows typically during this big iron time period.
Many times I've sat with you at Big Iron with sad faces around, but shortly after Big Iron, last year it was a week or two before, But usually around Big Iron is a good signal to know we're making harvest lows. Keep an eye on that cash market.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.